There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
But our first top story today at 3, we have the view from Chicago of today's big national story. The decision by President Trump to order a freeze on trillions of dollars in federal payments, including loans and grants. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is part of a multi-state effort to reverse that decision. And at City Hall, Chicago leaders say they're trying to figure out how the decision will affect the Johnson administration's already tight budget. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore has our story from City Hall.
City Budget Director Annette Guzman says if you're talking about all federal aid to Chicago, it's a lot.
We have about $4 billion worth of grants in the city of Chicago, and a portion of that is federal direct grant dollars that we receive.
She says her team is analyzing what could or would be affected by the executive order, and Mayor Johnson notes that much of this depends on what Congress can and will do.
You know, I had a conversation earlier today with Senator Durbin as well as Senator Duckworth. These are unprecedented attempts, but to attempt to defund childcare or to defund, you know, infrastructure projects.
And the money was appropriated by Congress. These are laws, he says, and the real impact can't be known just yet. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And the mayor also says he's asked the city's law department for an opinion on whether he can respond to an invitation from the Republican-led Congress to testify on Capitol Hill about Chicago's sanctuary city policies and how they conflict with the Trump administration's effort to deport undocumented immigrants. Agents in Chicago reportedly took dozens of migrants into custody over the weekend. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says his office has been in contact with the feds who are carrying out operations here.
With that communication, we do get information as to when they're going to show up. We don't get that information way ahead of time.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because obviously they're not going to jeopardize their operation at the same time, and rightfully so. I understand that as an agent of law enforcement.
However, Chicago police do not help federal immigration agents under sanctuary policies in effect at the city and state level. In Springfield today, meantime, Republican State Senator Andrew Chesney said the administration of Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker should allow local authorities to cooperate with the feds.
He has done everything but roll out the red carpet for illegal immigrants, all while tying the hands of law enforcement behind their back. It is a master class on how not to govern.
A proposal before Chicago City Council that would weaken the city's sanctuary ordinance is stuck in committee. 3:06 now this afternoon, Chicago police have made no arrests in a shooting in South Shore that left two women dead and a third in critical condition.
The women who were killed were found in the alley behind the 7700 block of South Oglesby, both shot in the head, both dead at the scene. The third woman ran from the scene and went to the nearby home of Marcia Talbert.
So I woke up this morning around 4:45 to my dog barking and a woman banging on my door pleading for help. I came downstairs. I didn't open the door, but I asked her to come towards the window so I could see her, and I saw that she was covered in blood.
That woman had been shot in the face and chest. She went to another home for help. She was taken to the University of Chicago Medical Center, initially in critical condition. Another woman approached officers here at the scene. She said she had video on her phone of one of the women and a car she believed was involved. She walked off to share that with officers. Police are only saying that nobody is in custody and the circumstances are under investigation. In South Shore, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Federal crews in charge of managing waterways around Chicago have been trying to expand a toxic waste site along the lakefront on the city's southwest side. But now state leaders have turned them down. WBBM's Jim Kudas just got off the phone with an environmental activist. He's here at the anchor desk with what he found out. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Lisa. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers wants permission to put another million cubic yards of toxic sediment dredged from the Calumet River and other waterways into a disposal site near Calumet Beach. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency says that would violate a state law prohibiting new or expanded landfills in Cook County. Amalia Nieto Gomez is executive director of the Alliance of the Southeast, one of the groups that filed a federal lawsuit to block the expansion.
This is a huge win to have the Illinois EPA come out and directly support our community. This is a major win to stop the expansion of another toxic landfill on the southeast side.
Opponents of expanding the toxic disposal site want the area made safe so it can be transformed into parkland. A status hearing on the lawsuit is planned for next week. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Gutis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Leaders in Chicago and Illinois say sanctuary laws and ordinances are staying in place despite the election of President Trump. But in Indiana, the governor says his state will give its full support to the Trump administration plans for deporting undocumented immigrants.
I'm just wanting to help federal resources find the folks that might be in Indiana that have committed crimes after they came into the country illegally.
Republican Governor Mike Braun is doing that through a new executive order that, among other things, requires all Indiana vendors to ensure their workforce is legally able to operate in the U.S.
I'm going to direct any of our authorities to not resist, and hopefully they'll be compliant on their own. And I think a large part of the jurisdictions across our state will be without any push from this office.
The governor also says he welcomes immigration tips from Indiana residents, but that his new order does not require such cooperation.
This executive order is about putting the spirit of Indiana behind what most Americans are for.
Andy Dane, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, maybe you've had this experience. You're trying to get somewhere, but the Maps app on your phone sends you to the wrong location or down a dead-end street. Sure, that happens a lot. Leaders in Southwest Suburban LaGrange say that's exactly what's happening to people using Google Maps and Waze to get around lane closures at 47th Street and East Avenue. Village President Mark Kukler told trustees last night that IDOT is considering closing East Avenue south of the project so drivers don't cut through residential areas.
They've also committed to reaching out to the mapping programs such as Google Maps to ensure that the construction is properly reflected on those platforms.
Construction in that area is supposed to run through late next year. Time for sports now, and good afternoon, 670 The Score's Chris Emma.
Lisa, good afternoon. It was closer by committee for the Cubs last season, but certainly not by design. They struggled to find stability in the ninth inning during Craig Counsell's first season as skipper. The hope is that will change now after the Cubs made a bold move for their new closer. Here's Rick Gregg with a report.
Two-time All-Star Ryan Pressly worked mostly as a setup man in Houston last year, but that's because the Astros had another All-Star in Josh Hader handling the ninth. Pressly saved more than 30 games in each of the previous two seasons, and his ERA has been above average in 11 of his 12 big league years. The 36-year-old righty waived a no-trade clause to come to Chicago for the last year of a three-year contract, Houston reportedly paying some of Pressly's salary and getting minor league pitcher Juan Bello in return. Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Cubs are still in the market for elite pitching, according to the Score's Bruce Levine. The Bulls are a 129-121 win over the Nuggets last night at the UC. The Blackhawks are looking to snap their current slide tonight in Tampa. They'll drop the puck with the Lightning at 6. And former Bears head coach Matt Eberflus has a new job. He was hired by the Cowboys as their new defensive coordinator. With sports at 16-46, I'm Chris Emma of 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Northwest Indiana man is behind bars, accused of dragging an officer before leading police on a high-speed chase.
36-year-old Michael Correa of Lowell faces a list of charges, including battery by means of a deadly weapon and resisting law enforcement, causing bodily injury. He was reportedly speeding January 25th, and when stopped by Lowell police, rolled his window up and refused to roll it back down. When the officer finally got the door open, Correa sped off, dragging the officer and injuring his hand. During the pursuit, he drove through a retention pond and fields before driving the wrong way on I-65 with his lights off. He was eventually stopped, tased, and taken into custody. During his arrest, Correa reportedly told officers, quote, "I had a good run," before threatening to beat them. According to Lowell police, Correa has previous charges of resisting law enforcement. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A year after a teen was hit and killed by a Metra train on her way to school, Barrington residents are angry that the state hasn't yet kept its promises on making the rail crossing safer. Board members did their best to calm the crowd, but added it's a complicated and often years-long process. Here's board member Karen Darch.
We can't erect pedestrian gates. Only the railroad can do that. It's on their property. It's like you wanting to put something up in your neighbor's yard. There is a process that we're all going through to get that to happen.
The village says it is actively working on a number of rail safety projects, including several roadway and pedestrian routes that will be fully separated from the railroad tracks.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.